So a set of Shabbos once again, and I once again have the pleasure to share a short thought, a short idea, L'chovet Shabbos Kodesh. So this week we're at Messiah Chumash VeYikra, and the last parasha in Chumash VeYikra is Parshas B'chukosai. And the psukim at the beginning of this parasha, Im b'chukosai telechu v'yes mitzvoisai tishmeru v'asisa moisam. A utopian life of bliss, of blessing, of abundance, peace, health, and prosperity. And that is a promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we would only, Im b'chukosai telechu, v'es mitzvoisai tishmeru. And then Ramban, in his Perash al HaTorah, goes to the extreme and he says, if we will be dovek on HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kol leiv, our existence, our life would be Lamala Mederech HaTeva. Uma lo lerofe bebeis Yirei Hashem. What is a doctor doing in the house, in the home of Yirei Hashem? If a person is ill, all he needs to do is turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pray, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send them a refuah shelenu. Some of the Gedolim throughout the ages took this Ramban literally, as if it was halacha l'maaseh. But in various different sources in my Svarim, Minchaso Shel Vayikra Simen Samech Vav, I think Minchaso Shel Shas Tshuvas Chelek Beis in Kuf Chof, I quoted the Ramban, the very same Ramban in Sefer Torah Sodom. The Ramban explains, when the Gemara says in Bava Kama Peihei, V'rapo yarapo mekan shenitnu rishus l'roifo l'rapois, it's not only permission for the doctor to heal, but also for the patient to ask for help. And it's not only a mitzvah, but a chiyuv, an obligation. And the Ramban makes it very clear. We need to conduct our affairs and our lives b'derech hateva, and do every ishnadlus by natural means. Whether it's health and refuah, or its parnosa, or any other human endeavor. So the great philosophers grappled with this question, hashgacha versus bechira. And even today, here and there, I hear some people saying, what are you so afraid of? If you need to die, you're going to die. The Malach HaMavis is going to find you anywhere. You can't lock your chambers and lock your doors. The Malach HaMavis could penetrate any wall, any moat, any door. And if you don't need to be punished, you have nothing to be afraid of. That's a valid philosophical question, but it's not a practical one. Because the Ramban and Torah Sodom and the Tshuvas HaRashba made it very clear. Yes, we need to look after our health and our lives. And there are sugyas and shas, entire simonim in Shulchan Aruch, chamira sekanta miyisurim. And Chazal gave us very clear rules how one needs to act in the time of epidemic, when there is a danger of contagious disease. And we quoted those halachas many times in the past few weeks. Yes, it is a philosophical dilemma, but philosophy is philosophy, and halacha is halacha. So there are two beautiful midrashim in the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai and Medrash Rabba. In B'chukosai Telechu, one medrash stresses the word Telechu, and the other the word B'chukosai. So there's a very well-known medrash. Most people don't know that the source of this medrash is this week's Parsha. In B'chukosai Telechu, Hadoi Dechsev, חישבתי דרוכי ואושיב רגלי אל עדי סכו. That is a posik in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, posik Nun Tes. Omer David, Reb Boinei Shalol, B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim Yisi Machashir, Lo Mokom Ploini Ani Olech, Le Beis Dira Ploinis Ani Olech, V'hoyu Raglai Mevi Ototi, Lo Bota Knesi Yisabota Medrashis. There's a saying, Heragal Nasa Teva, habits become nature. When you're davak in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, u'ba'ahavasa yishge tamid, a habit turns into nature. So David HaMelech says, I got up in the morning every day and I made plans. I'm going to go here. I'm going to visit there. But my legs and feet took me. About the midrashis. And Chazal in this manner stressed, Hey Lechu, where are you going? David HaMelech says, whatever I planned, whatever I thought, at the end of the day, I found myself in shul, in yeshiva, about the knesis, about the midrashis. The other medrash stresses the word bechukosai. Chukos are laws, but chukos is also maloshon chakika, which is engraving. Chukim shebohem chakakti es ha-shamayim v'yes ha-oretz. Shenemar im lo b'yisi yomem v'laylo. Chukos shamayim v'oretz lo samti. Chukim shebohem chakakti et ha-shemesh v'et ha-yoreach. Et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz shenemar. Koyom ha-reshem. Noisen shemesh la-or yom. Chukos yoreach v'chechovem la-or laila. That's a posik in Yom Yom or Perek Lamed Aleph. So we're all familiar with the Medrash and Parshas Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stakel b'torosei v'boro elomai. And that might seem to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu looks in the Torah when he creates the world. And there's a correlation, some connection between Chukos HaTorah and Shemayim V'oretz. But this Medrash goes beyond that. Chukos HaTorah are chakukim in nature, in the world. So the difference between writing and engraving. You write on, you engrave in. When a person writes, he takes ink and a writing instrument, and he writes on paper, he writes on cloth. But when you take a tool and you engrave in stone, you don't engrave on, you engrave in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chakak et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz et ha-shemesh v'ha-yareach b'Torah. The Torah is engraved in nature. And the entire world is based in Torah. And the very fundamental laws of nature are based on Torah. And therefore, it should be no wonder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises in Bechukosai Teilecho, you will have a utopian existence of bracha, of blessing, of peace, of shefa. However, the Ramban stresses that is only Kishiyiyu Yisrael Rabim Vehem Shleimem B'Yeretz Yisrael. Only then could we totally rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu without doing any Yeshtavas. And that is Liyam Oysa Mashiach. So Aloha Lamaisa, it is upon us. And therefore, for the past 2 months, I've been saying time and again, and time again, and again. We need to do everything within our power to contain this disease, to prevent the spread of disease. We're still in the midst of this pandemic. It's not over yet. Numbers are better. There's great hope. But yes, we keep on davening and praying and hoping. Hakol b'yedei shamayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down on us and he says, Kendalach, take care. Watch over one another. Take care of your families. Take care of your chaverim. Take care of your zekeinim. Yeratzon Sheniska. So this week we're finishing, we're ending Chumash VeYikra, Torah Sakoyanim, which deals with the base of Megdash and the Korbonis. We should be Zarecha Bekura B'Yameinu. Venosat HaGishmechem V'Yitam Venosan Oretz Yevura V'Eitzah Sodi Yitim Periyoi. Venosat HaShalom Ba'Oretz U'Shechavtem V'Ein Ma'frid. V'Ishbati Chayarom Ana Oretz. Chayarom, including all the viruses and all the bacterias and all the machlis and all the nagapis. V'Cherev Lo Tavor Ba'Aretzachem. We should only be mevasa besoidis soidis, Yeshua's benachovish. Have a beautiful Shabbos, all of you. And we should be zeicha bekorev, to be as Mashiach tzidkeinu, b'mheirov yomeinu. Amen.